America weekend.
You call it corn. We called it maize. We knew all about the goodness of maize, corn, before America was America.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
It is fall, and as the trees begin to turn, so does the foods we choose to eat. Time to welcome back our food contributor, Joanna Proust, to the show. Joanna, how are you?
I'm terrific and waiting for fall.
Yes.
Yes, so are we.
So it's not just trees and leaves that are turning. Our food ideas change as well. Native American ingredients, cooking techniques, modern applications. You've tempted me. Now tease me away. Go ahead.
So, first of all, where would we even be Thanksgiving-wise if it hadn't been for the Native Americans? You know, Wampanoag and Massasoit came to dinner and all that stuff. You know, so there was wild fowl, which is probably turkey, and there were cranberries, something with corn and squash. So there were hundreds of tribes in this country, and they produced so many different foods and different kinds of cuisine, and we're just kind of getting back to them.
And why has it taken us so long to turn back to Native American food?
I think we were exploring. We did go abroad, and then now we've begun to look at our soil. We know, for example, that the Iroquois grew corn or maize and beets and squash together in the same little mounds, and we know that the Native Americans ate corn. Corn is like 7,000 years old, but at least 1,000 years old. There was corn all throughout the Southwest, and we were eating it in this country. They made it into cornmeal. Of course, we love tortillas today.
Yes, we sure
right.
do.
We do, okay? And
yes.
We love popcorn.
Yes.
I mean, the thing is that corn is here, and we know because we're getting smarter about what we eat. I think we've become more savvy.
I think that seafood in general, I think people are becoming more aware of, you know, the health benefits of salmon.
Sure.
Even shrimp. I mean, and you have this recipe here for corn and shrimp chowder.
Which sounds very, very tasty.
Which sounds very, very tasty. Are you making this in a crock pot or?
I'm just making it in any pot you got.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it takes almost no time and it really relies on convenience. You can use frozen corn. You can use fresh corn. It's the recipe I asked my then editor to come and try out at my house. And if he liked it, you know, I wanted to do a book about really delicious soups. And he came over and he said, okay, we're doing a book. I've done it both with shrimp and salmon.
Okay.
And it's basically pureed. In my case, because I had kids who really ended up loving it, I sauteed off a couple onions. I pureed some of the corn and left some of it whole. I added diced shrimp. But also diced peppers and a little bit of cream, and everybody loves it.
That sounds delicious.
It's like a staple. Oh, you know, add it to your staples in the house.
Yes. No, and seriously, in this time of year. Right.
No.
Well, she knows how I love her tomato soup. It's like, it's the one bonding thing between me and Joanna Proust, how I love her tomato soup.
But it is so easy to make. The other thing to remember is that chili peppers are Native American.
Mm-hmm.
They came out of Asia originally, but they came into our cuisine, and we use chilies up the yin-yang. We know that there's all kinds of chili peppers these days. Another thing, Native American, is maple syrup. You know, all of a sudden people are saying, well, maybe I don't want to eat sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But they discovered, you know, it's the fall. We're getting maple smoked things. I read about a recipe from a nun in the 17th century who was in Canada. It was for a candy of maple sugar, nuts, and dried fruits. And boy, was that delicious.
So with this corn and shrimp chowder, you're adding, you're sautéing some of the ingredients, you're putting it all in the pot, and then this seems like a pretty straightforward recipe. It's just the ingredients, and they're simmering, and the flavors just combine, and it's amazing? Is that how it goes?
It is. Well, I think it really is amazing. You know what? You've got...
The other thing is, I
add cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, you could add scallions, but it's absolutely, I do add a little fish stock. If you don't have clam broth, you know, you can add chicken stock. You can add whatever you want, but it is a very straightforward recipe, and it's the kind of thing that people just crave. When my daughter comes back from England, Mom, I want your Cornish shrimp chowder.
Yeah, yeah. I like how you put here in the instructions how you can give it a little bit of an Asian twist and add coconut milk instead of the cream. I think that is, because I love coconut milk in recipes. I think it gives it a really nice flavor.
Yeah, that's a really nice way. If you want to be able to stay away from as much dairy as you can do it with the coconut milk.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea. Very nice. You can see Joanna's recipes. Joanna has a terrific website. Go to not only do I take care of the guests, I promote their websites as well. That's why the show works the way it does. www.joannapreuss.com. Go there and your taste buds will love you forever. So there you go.
So cute.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
So it's always a pleasure to have her on the show, and she always brings some great information and some really tasty tidbits as well. As always, Joanna Preuss, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks,
you too,
Joanna.
My friend. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you stress about your job when you're away from it? A common trait of the most successful people is that they disconnect from their work.
Psychologist David Ballard says we have trouble leaving work behind because we're used to chronic levels of busyness. But we're meant to take stress in short bursts with recovery time in between.
Studies show that being constantly attached to work is counterproductive. Your body and mind never get time to recharge.
While success is achieved through determination and dedication, it's defined by your ability to enjoy your whole life.
So follow this rule. Don't work when you're not at work. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who's more critical, men or women? And do they always stay that way? Well, here's the biological science of it. Men tend to be more critical thinkers. They stick to the facts, just the facts, only the facts. On the other hand, women more freely express their emotions and concerns. That is, until they start to age. Then there's a switch. As men age, they become less analytical, less critical, and more emotional. That's why it's not unusual to see older men freely showing their emotions. As emotional women age, guess what? They become more critical. It's only around age 45 that both men and women are more alike in their thinking and emotional styles than at any other time in their life. What's a cheap psych trick? What goes round comes round. As you grow older, you may be the object of what you criticize. Let me know what you think. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.